Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
I hope you're doing well. Hey, this is your guest host, Mitchell Bupp, sitting in for Dr. James Fetzer, as he, of course, has recovered and survived his surgery. I spoke with Jim personally, so this isn't a rumor. Jim's here, not with us today, but he's on the mend. He says he's a lot sore, and he's worried about being a slower recovery than he had hoped. But God bless Jim. And like I said, I spoke with Jim the other day, and he said he's breathing better. He's feeling better, and he's kind of getting around. So, you know, I kind of feel bad for Jim because, you know, you got to sit at home and God bless his wife, Jan, and God bless Jim. But I know Jan loves CNN and liberal news organizations, and Jim may have to sit around and listen to that. Gosh, I hope that doesn't do him, stress him out, you know. God, I know if I had to listen to CNN or ABC or the mainstream media, if that's the only thing I could listen to, I would be in deep doo-doo. That's what I would say. Okay. But Jim wanted to send his thank yous and thanks for all the well wishes that Jim has said he got from everybody, and that he wanted everybody to know that he's going to try to return. But, you know, he just got to sit back and mend right now. And I understand that completely. Having your chest broke open and heart surgery at Jim's age, you know, he's still kind of a young feller to Jesus and some of those some of those deities. But, yeah. God bless, man. God bless, Jim. All right. Hey, man, what else we got going on here? I'm trying to think. So I figure I'll be here at least next week yet. And don't forget, you know, this is 4th of July weekend and week coming up, right? Tuesday is the 4th of July in America. It's supposed to be a day of freedom. Oh, God, where in the hell did the freedom go? Yeah, big mother. I can't say that F word. But big mother F-bomber. Yes, has killed big brother. We no longer have to worry about big brother sitting on our shoulder and pointing down at us because the enforcer has been slaughtered because it became a threat to big mother. Anyway, let me get open my bookmarks. You guys know I bookmark everything I look at and read so you can know what the heck is going on. Now, I was interrupted, as it seems I am in the mornings, where my internet drops. It doesn't seem to drop in the afternoon or the evening, but for some morning, every time I'm live streaming on Rumble lately, it just goes boink, 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 boink. Yeah, and I'm like, ah, I got to reconnect. So I actually cut short my Rumble rant this morning. And if you get a chance, go over there and check it out. But you're going to get the full kind of a replacement of Jim Fetzer. How about some crazy ass Fridays, okay? Because we got lots of news and information, and some of this stuff you are going to love, and you won't believe. The U.S. Justice Department cannot cover up the Biden crime spree much longer. John Solomon, journalist, got his, got a secret paper, alleged secret paper, dropped in his lap. He says, look, this is like Hunter Biden's super secret, you know, call daddy phone number from around the world. Actually, there were several journalists that got a hold of this stuff. And actually, one of them actually called the phone number. And who answered? Oh, Joe Biden. Joe Biden answers Hunter Biden's secret AT&T global number at $300 a month. Yeah. So Hunter Biden calls daddy. Joe Biden has also come out and said, I was not there. No, I was not. Yes. Joe Biden has denied being present when his son told a coerced and tried to blackmail, I say, the Chinese government. Now, I'm going to probably get in a lot of trouble for the things that I'm going to be doing over the next few weeks, okay? Because I'm going to be contacting the Chinese embassy. I'm going to send questions to the Chinese government. If Henry Zhao would be willing to make a statement and, you know, refute the allegations that the Bidens weren't attempting to blackmail the U.S. government. I mean, here we are, the face-off with Taiwan over Taiwan, Chinese or no Chinese, takeout or mainland. I guess that's the choice. Now, if there's going to be a war and a war of information, and the Chinese already had that information and they had to use it, well, listen, they could drop it in my lap. I will tell the world, I will expose the, I will expose from Henry Zhao to the world what Joe Biden did when he attempted to blackmail him. And of course, his partners, you know, the Chinese Communist party spy apparatus. Okay. Now, this is even evidenced in the fact that Hunter Biden text message and, you know, essentially saying, hey, you know, I work for the Chinese spy agency. I mean, really, why is it that all the Bidens seem to be connected to Chinese intelligence circles? All the companies, the corporations, the gifts that Bidens have received and everything else. Isn't that kind of strange? They all come from, you know, the Chinese spies agency, and all of their economic spies around the world. It's not a mistake. Does anybody think it's a mistake that Hillary Clinton approved and helped sell Uranium One to the Russians? Hello, is there anybody there? Anybody raise their hand? Anybody raise their hand? And the fact that the Malheur refuge standoff, where Eamon Bundy and others went up to help a family that was being pushed off their land by the Bureau of Land Mafia. Y'all remember that part? Yeah, and the standoff that went on up there? And the murder? Right? The murder by the feds? Lavoy Finnegan, I believe was his name. Murdered by the federal government? That wasn't a mistake. Hell, they had a set of snipers up in the woods that opened fire when he opened the door of the vehicle as they plowed into the snow. Are we supposed to trust our government? Remember Operation Gladio. Remember, does anybody know about Operation Gladio? I mean, if you don't know that NATO murdered European citizens, blew them into smithereens with bombs. If you don't know that General Stolen Shitberg over there in Europe, if you don't know that NATO assassinated mayors, if you don't know that they blew up grannies on park benches and blamed it on Marxists, oh, it was the socialists. Oh, God, Lord, it's the communist invasion. All orchestrated and carried out by NATO. Now, remember, NATO is run by Americans, by the Pentagon, by the U.S. military industrial complex. I'm sure there's been American Gladio 1 and American Gladio 2. Oh, that would make it just American Gladio, and then Gladio 1, 2.0. Well, we're probably 3.0 or 4.0 on the false flag manipulation of the American society, the political system, by the military-industrial complex. Does anybody really think that it's just an accident? It's a happenstance. It's a, oh, shit, what the, what? Happened on the way to the future that the COVID response was all led by the Pentagon, that it was Operation Warp Speed into dystopian future? Yep, I guess you never thought about that part of it, did you? But do we live in a constitutional republic today? Do we live in a time and a place where freedom of speech, and you can have that debate on some of the most important topics of our time? But instead, the powers that should not be, they have closed down the discussion. You can talk about irrelevant bullshit all day long. But if you want to talk about COVID, the origins of COVID, if you want to talk about the dystopian coming future installed, you know, as a copy of George Orwell's 1984, I mean, if you think about it, the landing strip, independent of, you know, the continent where the war is, and America caught in a dystopian world of censorship and dreamlike reality. Today, the big screen in Orwell's 1984, that's been replaced by the phone. Imagine you're in a room and a phone rings and you got 10 people looking to see if it's their phone. No, they're not tethered to a dystopian reality of a control grid that has been grown up around them. As the government marches away, committing crime after crime, and the people caught in the dystopian web of some entertainment system. That's all the phone is. It really has long passed and ceased being a simple communications device. That's why Joe Biden, John Sullivan called that number. Joe Biden answers. There are records attached to that. Hopefully they've already been subpoenaed. The dystopian grid is so the norm that people don't think about it. This is why every politician that has been in Congress more than 10 years is usually just a corrupted criminal, okay? And all the evidence has already been gathered by the FBI or they have colluded with those in the system. It's crazy. It's dystopian, I guess is a good description. But yes, we live in this time of crazy. If you were paying attention, and hopefully you were, I believe early last weekend, there was a bunch of these yellow cowardly Nazis, the Proud Boys, coming up in their typical brown slacks. They had black hoods on here. Same shirt, same haircuts, harassing MAGA individuals, people supporting Donald Trump, trying to turn it into some kind of racist crap fest. And what did happen? Oh, they got unmasked. You should remember that. They got unmasked. The feds are clearly running these clowns, the Patriot Front, as basically a honeypot system. Two of the feds that were exposed, one of them has a Facebook type account, wanted to be in law enforcement and blah, blah, blah. I mean, it is, crazy. Proud Boys unmasking the Patriot Front, dismantling white supremacy. It was, crazy. Anyway, while liberals want to dance naked in front of children, I mean, I should say drag queens, it would be grotesque for liberals to have a young person in a strip club posing for men, because that would be, that would be terrible. Yeah, it's sheer crazy. Anyway, so these guys these guys showed up and they got in a fight. They got unmasked, and two of the members that were unmasked appear to be federal agents. Now, there is a problem with that. That one federal agent was on film taking a window out of the White House, or I should say, excuse me, out of the Capitol building on January 6th. Yeah, did you know that? If you didn't, well, that's pretty interesting. You ought to look that angle up and understand it was an American Reichstag on January 6th. And what most people don't want to admit, don't know, or can't quite understand, that the day before, when Ray Epps stood there and told people to go up and go into the Capitol building and all that, did you know that is protected speech, according to Supreme Court precedent? That just standing back there and just telling people to go do it, is effectively, it's not a crime. Did you know that? You should check it out. Speaking of crime, I had to get a drink. Speaking of crime and everything else that's kind of rolling down the pike here, the Supreme Court has been coming out with decisions this week. Of course, it's kind of squeezing towards the end of their of their legislative cycle, or I should say their court cycle. And the Supreme Court has struck down student loan relief, this thing where Biden was trying to effectively give everybody that had a student loan $20,000 worth of money, or to pay down on the debts that were owed. The Supreme Court has struck that down. Biden versus Nebraska, brought by six Republican-led states. Also, if you're not aware, they also struck down affirmative action. Yes, race-based college admissions is a thing of the past. It is supposed to be a thing of the past. Joe Biden has essentially told some colleges and universities, no, don't listen to them, do what you want. That discrimination can be the law of the land, according to Democrats. Because here is the problem. By giving somebody a benefit because of their race, you are discriminating against everybody else. It doesn't matter why. It doesn't matter who. It doesn't matter for what lineage they might have gotten or belonged to. The slave class is an example. It doesn't matter. By using race as a basis of application to the college and acceptance, they have set up a race-based system, and it doesn't matter who it benefits. It's illegal. Now, I would have thought that would be pretty clear, since Democrats rode Jim Crow into the proverbial gutter up into the 1960s. Democrats led Jim Crow. If you look at the policies of Democrats today, it is not Republicans who are rolling back the efforts to stop discrimination, racism, sexism. It is Democrats trying to codify and cut out special privileges for such a large group of people, and then have others disadvantaged because of essentially the color of their skin they were born with. This is the basis of racism. And somewhere along the line, the Democrats became blind to that fact. That the only way to have a fair, equitable system is have a meritocracy. And if you say that, they all crap their little panties. That's the unfortunate truth today. Also, the Supreme Court made several other decisions. The Supreme Court sided with a Christian web designer versus a same-sex couple in Colorado. The First Amendment bars Colorado from forcing an individual to speak in ways that align with its views, but defy her conscience about a matter of major significance. In other words, she doesn't have to make a website for a gay couple because she feels it's wrong. God bless America. We'll be right back.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome back. This is Mitch setting in for Dr. James Fetzer. Jim's resting at home and probably wishing he was on air. No, seriously, he probably does. He would rather be doing that and healing. But you can't get your blood pressure up too high when you just had your a bypass surgery, right? So I'm sitting in for Jim. Probably a couple more weeks, I would imagine, at least. And I always do a early morning, 8 to 10 a.m., or unless I have to take somebody to a doctor's appointment, which will be the next one that I'm – I think the next one I'm scheduled to take somebody is next Wednesday. Yeah, next Wednesday. I got – the 7th of – no, the 5th, that's Monday. Oh, hell. Monday, this coming Monday. Wait a minute. Hell, I'm looking at the wrong end of the month. Okay, pardon me. That's the 5th. Okay, that's a Wednesday. That's next Wednesday. I have to take somebody to the doctor's, and hopefully I have to figure out this tablet and take it so I don't miss any shows, including mine and theirs or whatever. But I certainly won't be able to sit in a hospital waiting room and do this show. Would that anybody think that would go over well? Or do you think they would just escort me out? Imagine that. Hey, I hope y'all are doing well. God bless you. Well, you know, you're over the target when the mainstream media says that's dangerous disinformation. Oh, no, turn it off, ban it, shut it down. Oh, my God, we can't hear somebody say the truth. Democrat challenger Robert F. Kennedy Jr. faced off with voters in a News Nation town hall. Is broadcast, which CNN and other places said, oh my God, you're giving aid and comfort to crazy people, anti-vaxxers. Oh my God. These people have lost their minds. They're literally attacking Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And he has been shunned, and he's now at least two of his interviews have been banned from YouTube. Of course, that's the badge of honor for anybody who is out here speaking the truth. Listen, if you're just speaking your truth and you have not been banned on YouTube, then you're not doing the job. You're not saying COVID. You're not talking about the lockdownerism and all of the lies and political science. Because, hey, everybody should know by now, when it came to COVID, there was no real science. It was just political science. It was just New Age eugenics. You didn't know you were brainwashed 5 ways to Sunday. You can see it in your neighbor. You can see it in some other the youth today. And you can see it particularly when you go in a grocery store in California without a mask. Karens and Kens would have a meltdown, not realizing that they're better off wearing that mask on their ass. That's why Dr. Peter Holtz won't even do a debate for $2.5 million donated to the charity of his choice. Did you know that Joe Rogan challenge to Dr. Peter Holtz has grown to more than $2.5 million? But bad news for Dr. Holtz because, well, Dr. Holtz has been connected directly to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And the doctors that ran, guess what? The COVID mRNA experiments in Wuhan, China. Well, isn't that just magic? See, you don't have to follow the science today. You just have to follow the money. Come on, let's follow the money. If you follow the money, you can find the honey. And then you can, well, shoot the bear. Yes. Anyway. And then you can take the predator back on a pole hung between several men or horses or wherever in a cart. Drug it back. Yeah. And you can show all of the villagers that the predator has been taken care of. And then as you leave a trail of blood and fur and stuff, as you come back to the village, all the predators know. All the predators are warned. You know, we never do this with our politicians, right? You know, we never tar them and feather them and drag them around the street anymore. Damn. Well, they wouldn't want to do that in California anyway. You know, you end up with a syringe stuck in your ass. And you wouldn't know where that syringe would have been, in all honesty. But Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you know, they're attacking him now. They're trying to knock down his support. You know, among Democrats, 20% support Kennedy. 40% of Republicans see him more favorable than Joe Biden. But how much would that really take? Let's see. What are things have a more favorable rating than Joe Biden? What do you think? You know, what do you think? Extra thin toilet paper. Joe Biden is better than extra thin toilet paper. Yeah. That is, does anybody doubt that? Can we get a fact check from Politico or the Poynter Institute or Reuters or Associated Press that Joe Biden is better than cheap toilet paper? I think Joe Biden is better. Joe Biden is better than them. Oh, man. I hope you're not eating lunch. I've gone down, get to Martinsville Speedway. You know, and they have these hot dogs, cheap hot dogs, and they put coleslaw and chili and cheese all over them, right, to hide the hot dogs. But you know what you can't hide on them hot dogs? You can't hide the dye, red dye. It looks like, well, you know, on your bun. I mean, who wants or makes a hot dog that menstruates on your bun without ketchup on it? But I know one thing. Joe Biden has a higher approval rating with me than those hot dogs that bleed on their own bun. I have to hand it to him. I believe Joe Biden is, oh gosh, you know, I believe he could breastfeed better than Pete Buttigieg. I do believe Joe Biden probably breastfed better than Pete Buttigieg. Oh, gosh, what else? Oh, I know. I would be willing to bet that Joe Biden could steal luggage in high heels. Better. No, never mind. He'd fall over. I was going to say he could steal luggage in high heels better than his former, you know, nuclear waste administrator. But hell, who knows, man? I mean, Joe Biden, hey, anything's possible. I mean, Kamala Harris is president. Does that mean that Jill's off the hook for 3 nights a week? That's terrible to say, Mitch. You shouldn't say that. I have to wonder if it's true. I mean, when you have political whores like our president and vice president of the United States, that if they suck up enough, if they could kiss enough ass, if they could roll over and say, yes, sir, no, sir, how deep, sir, what color, sir, I will do it. I don't care if it's constitutional or not. Yes, sir, yes, sir. How many times did these guys have to swallow the load? A horrible way to put it, but how many times did they have to literally shut up and just take whatever they ordered to take to get to where they are? To become President Manchurian Puppet Joe with the earpiece, with Barack Obama sitting behind there telling Joe what to say. Now, I think Obama's even got to the point where, man, I can put it in Joe's ear, but I can't make Joe come out Joe's mouth anymore. Hell, Joe don't go off script. I mean, Joe doesn't even know there's a script there. Remember, Joe Biden just congratulated Vladimir Putin. He says Vladimir Putin's winning in Iraq. Iraq? Well, imagine that. Joe Biden said that twice in one day. So understand, you know, Hunter Biden has been gifted the Jeffrey Epstein hooker package by the District of Criminals. And now they need the controlled ending of the Biden administration. So Kamala Harris can pardon Joe Biden and then make all the questions about all the pay, all the play, everything, and will go away. Of course, because of the president who gave his all for the country, 40 years as senator, keeping top secret papers and confidential papers as a senator. And then, of course, again, as a vice president. Oh, is that legal? No, but it won't matter. Kamala Harris will pardon everybody in the Biden family because they will use the excuse that those documents that were in the garage, that the family actually looked through them looking for papers and paperwork and stuff. So they were all exposed. And are all as potentially liable for, you know, looking through, seeing, and accessing classified data. Anyway, so we have to understand the Biden administration is extremely corrupt. I'm sitting here with my father. WhatsApp messages, the recordings by Burisma owner. The 1, 2, 3, 4 witnesses, possibly 5 other witnesses of former business partners that all point to and all say that Joe Biden's father, when he was vice president, he was essentially for sale. And Hunter was the conduit. Everybody knows it. But see, if the people in Washington, D.C. admit it, it is something that then cannot be unsaid. And this is just something that should be happening. Every journalist should be questioning every member of Congress on this specific bullshit. Yeah. Former President Trump has filed a counterclaim against author E. Jean Carroll, accusing her of defamation and making false statements after she alleged he raped her in a dressing room at Burf Goodman department store in Manhattan in the 1990s. Trump's counterclaim just comes a month after he was ordered to pay $5 million in damages when a jury found him liable for battery and defamation charges in his legal battle with Carroll. The jury found that Trump did not rape Carroll, something the former president has repeatedly denied ever happened. Filed in the Southern District of New York on June 27th, Trump's counterclaim states that Carroll damaged his reputation by accusing him of raping her during an appearance on CNN May 10th. One day after a 9-member jury found that Carroll did not prove that Trump raped her, but instead found that the businessman and 2024 candidate sexually abused her. That's going to be overturned. I don't see how, what evidence, just because somebody says and somebody denies, particularly something 30 years later. Anyway, the counterclaim states that during the interview with Carroll, former LA magazine advice columnist, was asked specifically about the jury unanimously finding Trump not liable for rape in the case. In her response, she said, "Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did." Anyway, the defendant's disregard for the jury's counterclaimant did not rape her and, you know, continue to say that. Okay. Remember, the judge tacked on extra dollars for her to do it at the end because Trump called her a dingbat. I can't use that language. But, yeah. Now, remember, Carol wrote a book. And Carol wrote a book that swears up and down all these famous men raped her. She is a nut job, in my opinion. And just remember, men, when you see crazy, run! 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 If you can't run, get in your car. Drive real fast. Get away! Get away! Anyway, so, yeah. It's sheer crazy. It's idiocracy, okay, of what we see actually portrays that gets through the legal system because people have Trump derangement syndrome. And a woman that has claimed that a half a dozen very, very famous men have all raped her. And she wrote a book about that. It's like, and you know what she said? She says, well, if Trump wanted to slander me, I would, and just admitted or said he raped me or whatever, when, you know, I mean, it's like, if you didn't touch the thing and you know, why would you even acquiesce to even somebody uttering and thinking that? Ah, anyway. Days after the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken held high-level talks with China, and Biden come out and said, hey, how's that dictator over there in China? And everybody tried to apologize, and then later Blinken said, yeah, he's a dictator. I stand by that. I fact-check that. Hey, did AP and Poynter Institute? Yeah, because it's an F story. That's right. That's Poynter, supposed to be. But anyway, that Chinese balloon, you know, the one that wasn't a spy balloon, that was a spy balloon that we had to let spy the whole way across America. You remember that one? Well, according to the U.S. Defense Department and the intelligence agencies, not so damn intelligent, debris recovered from the spy balloon, was equipped with commercially available U.S. equipment, some which can be easily purchased online. Well, imagine that. The U.S. Made equipment was interspersed with more specialized Chinese sensors and other equipment. So what they did was they got some basic electronics and they built extensions on the stuff and they networked and they put it all together. They put a big ass balloon under it and some solar panels on it and sent it on its way. So, yeah, remember what they did was they would run the balloon up and down in the atmosphere to catch favorable wind currents to steer the balloon. So remember, these balloons like this are steerable, and they can actually circle over, you know, like they did over the ICBM fields for, well, weeks, or a week and a half, or 2 weeks. Of course, these are not the same balloons that, you know, you and I might be able to buy. These high-altitude balloons are specially designed so they can be raised and lowered in the atmosphere. I guess I imagine pressure-wise, right? But anyway, And it's not just like the Montana ICBM fields. It's, well, pretty much, well, everywhere that they can't get something on or launch a drone to go over or whatever. Well, supposed to be this morning or yesterday morning, Richard Branson launched their were supposed to launch. Now, I don't know if they did. I even go back to see. I don't want to click into that. Oh, heavens. I've been banned on Twitter, too. Oh, if you didn't know. Why do I get banned everywhere? Anyway, a seat on the VSS Unity, the Virgin Spaceship Unity, is priced at about $450,000, or about the average price of a U.S. single-family home. Ah, man, I'm telling you, you guys live in those high-dollar states really are, really have lost it, haven't you? Anyway, hopefully. I don't even know. Let me just check the news, I guess. We got about 2 minutes, 3 minutes to the break. So I can't say. Hey, if you're not aware, Yellow Corporation, if you're a trucker, or if you depending on trucking, or if your company uses Yellow Freight, Yellow Corporation, just to let you know, they filed for bankruptcy. Largest LTL truckload carrier and the third largest in the United States has could possibly file for bankruptcy. And if you're not aware, this weekend or this week, the United Parcel Service may be going on strike. If you didn't know, that's the skinny. They've all voted for it. If they didn't have a contract by Friday today, they were going to go, you know, strike. New York City Mayor Adams criticism from one of his constituents to a slave owner's response, as if Mayor Adams said, look, I'm not on the plantation. What do you mean? I'm the mayor of this city. You give me some respect. I'm not on the plantation. Do you think you're on the plantation? Oh, man, it was like, damn. Mayor Adams plays the race card. I guess he was feeling, well, he was feeling butthurt. Because if you can't use race-based admissions for college and affirmative action, I don't believe you can use them in any kind of hiring practices anymore. Because that is an extension of the of it the way I see it. Oh, that's the way I view it, but that doesn't mean it's true. All right, we're at the break. If you're going to call after the break, 540-352-4452. Otherwise, I'm going to keep rolling.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Hey, howdy. Welcome back. This is The Raw Deal with your guest host, Mitchell Bupp. Come on down and join us on revolution.radio. Catch us on iTunes, talkstreamlive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, Assessify, Radiomini, Open Radio App, and many more. You can go over there to revolution.radio. You can catch the archives to listen to previous shows of The Raw Deal, and they are all there. We're here in Studio B. You can call to listen. This is call to listen on the phone, 641-793-2531 to reach Studio B. But that's only half of Revolution Radio. Studio A, call and listen, 641-793-6370. And don't forget the archives. They are free. Of course, you can always check out the Element chat room. And don't forget to look at the schedule. I know Jim is here, you know, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, noon to 2 Eastern Standard Time. But there are so many great shows on Revolution Radio. I know you can find something that will pique your interest. So remember that you change the world today in this time of universal deceit. Your actions and reactions, you becoming an activist for truth and an activist for justice. It matters. They want you to think like a person with learned helplessness who was trapped in a perennially bad relationship and that they are beat down and they see no way out, and that the other entity has full power and control. That's what they want you to think. But the truth is, Big Mother, Big Brother, the United States government and all of its entities are like little Humpty Dumpties sitting on a wall, because one little move either way and they fall to the ground and crack their skulls. The biggest thing the government worries about is that you standing up against it. Not just one group of people, but tens of millions of individual activists and activists saying no, hell no, we will not go quietly into that night. We will resist. We will exist. You cannot silence us. We have an inalienable right to speak our hearts and our truth. We will stand firm for freedom. God bless America. That's what I have to say. So come on down and join us, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're having a great day. As I said before, if you want to call in to the show, and if you have any questions about anything, there is so much news and information that is going on everywhere. We can't catch it all. I'm spending less and less time behind my computer, and I'm out here doing other stuff. So it has been, it's kind of been a struggle for me in the last week to 2 weeks to actually get all the news that I would normally find and get. But that's okay. We're working on it. We know where to go. We know to watch the stories. And when we see something, you know, in the mainstream media, we can always check and see what the real story is, because what they say is often, well, a bunch of propaganda, isn't it? Yahoo News was reporting that there could be 45 more charges against 45. Imagine that. Yeah. The persecution of Donald Trump henchmen. He is a hater of those conservatives and those Republicans. In fact, Jack Smith should have been kicked out of government along with Lois Lerner at the Internal Revenue Service. Jack Smith in the Department of Justice was, how should we say it, less than honest. And I believe that that is one of the reasons why Lois Lerner and her testimony about her discussions about screwing Christian conservatives and Tea Party members with Barack Obama and Jack Smith and elements of the U.S. Justice Department in efforts to figure out a way to use lawfare to attack these people. They are at war with you. This is why Jack Smith and so many other federal prosecutors are worthless pieces of New World Order scum. They're horse shit. Okay? They really, really are. Now, we have to understand that Jack Smith wanted to keep secret his list of, get this, the list of people that Jack Smith was going to have testify against Donald Trump at trial. Jack Smith believed that he should keep that secret, that that should not be sent to anybody, even the Donald Trump team. Jack Smith believes in secret trials, just as, you know, he embraces the secret Soviet methods today. We will see, and you will understand the duplicity of this system, the Michael Sussman, Ivan Danchenko trials, and the so-called privileges given for attorney clients of Hillary Rotten Clinton as a client, Fusion GPS as a client. Think about these criminal acts. Criminal acts committed by Covington and Burling. Most people don't even know in what reference that might be. But what about the lies surrounding General Michael Flynn and how their Michael Flynn's attorney was actually going to testify for federal government that was prosecuting General Flynn, but in another case that was related to Flynn's business partner? How could that even, you know, this is a problem. This is the serious problem. It's the same shit that we saw with Hunter Biden. He gets the Jeffrey Epstein sweetheart. I'm going to have a child. I'm going to molest children at home on work release. And Hunter Biden essentially gets no slap on the wrist. I would be willing to bet that Hunter Biden never even has to do a drug test. It's that just fake, phony, and fraudulent justice. Yeah. What else they got going on here? Geraldo. Yes, Geraldo. Or is that Geraldo? Yeah, you know I'm kidding about that. Geraldo. I'm sorry. Geraldo Rivera. Out at Fox News. After more than 20 years at Fox, Geraldo playing the, you know, playing the lost idiot liberal has left the building. Yes, word has come out that Geraldo is now looking for Al Capone's Vault 2.0. They heard that Donald Trump had bought it from Al Capone. So Geraldo and his CNN news crew is now out there searching for Donald Trump's secret documents left. That's right, in Al Capone's vault. Can you imagine that? Of course, you hope you like that sarcasm. Anyway, yeah, we have a dopamine problem? Nah, really? Oh, dopamine. Oh, man, those people have a dope problem. Oh, dopa. Oh, yeah. You know what dopamine is? You know what adrenaline is? You know what all that, every time you see a little gratifying video on your phone, every time you get a text message or interact social media, and your body goes, ooh, ooh, oh, God, somebody's talking to me, blah, 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 blah. Then we got to print it out, type it out real quick. Oh, yeah, you're getting a dopamine hit. It's an artificial bump of this chemical in your brain. How many artificial chemical brain stimuli do you have to get before you have, well, you have a hangover? Now, I would never say I did this. Well, I didn't do this, but I know people, or I probably have done this. You know people, they get drunk, they have a hangover, right? People that do other illegal drugs, some of them harder, some of them softer, they have hangovers from those drugs. It might be 3-4 days before they come back to their well normal self. You know, otherwise it's like, oh God, it's like a psychopathic, what do they call those? Split personalities, right? And, you know, it takes them 2-3 days before they get back on their feet. So, yeah. Anyway, crazy, crazy stuff. So be careful. Overloading your brain with all of that stimuli, it must have a negative or a counterproductive hit in the end. I mean, it just makes perfect sense. Well, here's something else that I would be willing to bet that if you were there, you would have seen it this morning. Yesterday in California, there was about a dozen people that became unemployed. They don't have a job now, and they aren't sure they know what to do. But yesterday was the last meeting, and today they filed for unemployment. I would hope the California State Reparations Task Force completed its mandate yesterday, capping off 2 years of discussions with a 1,075-page report that outlines widespread impacts of enslavement in California. and offers more than a dozen ways lawmakers can ease the burden on descendants. Descendants. How many descendants down do you have to be? I mean, is it great-great-great-great-grand peoples? Is it just one generation back? Or is it 40 generations back? Or is it, well, who in the hell knows how many generations back, right? Yeah. Here again, we have a state that never had slavery, that never had slaves, that is actually trying to give money to people and descendants of people who might have been slaves or who were slaves under somebody else. Hey, why does California have to pay this? Why can't Virginia? Why can't North Carolina, South Carolina? Why can't the southern Georgia? Why can't the southern states that left this American Union? Shouldn't they be paying the reparations? Why should people above the Mason-Dixon line? Why should, you know, descendants of people who had loved ones die fighting to free those slaves? Why in the hell should they? Why should they have to pay for the crimes of the Democrat Party? And yes, it is the Democrat Party that split from the United States of America and had a civil war so the Democrats could own people. I don't know why people forget it. They seem to have no problem burying those national German National Socialist Workers Party, those Nazis. They have no banning and saying, no, you can't have that. Why should we have a Democrat Party today? Isn't the Democrat Party a sign of old slavery by white people? Why is it even tolerated as a political party today? And if you look at the Democrat policies, they're bringing back segregation. They're bringing back racism. They're bringing back racial marriage bans. You know, they're trying to use these things to knock down, you know, what they consider misogyny or white supremacy or who the hell knows a half a dozen other code words. And now because they've run it up the rail, they broke it off. And I'm not going to tell you where the Democrat Party broke their racism poll at. It's up somebody's. Well, anyway. Now, instead of realizing that battle is over and that, you know, people's own personal failures account for where in the hell they are in life, not because they were a slave four generations back. But now Democrats have the rainbow parade. Oh, yeah. And that even goes now all the way to mappy people. Maps. Yeah. You know, maps are a thing of the past. I would think the liberals should know that by now because everybody has GPS, right? But, you know, minor attracted peoples, you know, pedophiles, should not be tolerated in any civilized society. Period. End of story. It shouldn't be a discussion. It shouldn't be, well, what if? I mean, what if? What if? What if what? Oh, what if, you know, gay and lesbians decide they have to recruit, what, 4 years old, 5 year old children in the sixth grade and under? Oh, yeah, sure. Sure. Yeah. You know, but how in the hell else are you going to get How else are you going to get recruits if you don't break their brain before they have puberty? If you don't break their brain and indoctrinate them into some clown society? Confirming mental illness. You know, isn't that what, you know, sexual dysphoria? I mean, that is a mental illness. You know, because pyromaniacs are mentally ill, you know, is the government going to go out and buy them materials so they can make Molotov cocktails? And then is the government going to provide a place where mentally ill, you know, firebugs, pyromaniacs can go? I mean, we already see in California where they have made it legal. Legal for people to run in the store, steal a bunch of shit, and run out. So if you're a kleptomaniac, you could go to California, and your mental illness is already legislated legal. You just go in and steal shit and say, oh, hell, I didn't know. I just, you know, I needed 10,000 bottles of perfume or something. I mean, it's that's right. It's got beyond stupid. How stupid is it? Well, let me just say, no, I thought I just did. Oh, my God, help us all. It's just crazy. It's just plain idiocracy what we see and what we live with today. In Brazil, court votes to bar Bolsonaro from running for office. plot to assassinate Putin on a Moscow bridge. He's now using a body double. Look, almost all of these world leaders in many places use body doubles. Even Joe Biden has a body double. He's got a mask double. And, you know, if you don't think he has somebody that has to sit in for a brain, you should know that's true too. Okay. As Paris burns, Emmanuel Macron dances at an Elton John concert as more than 40,000 French police officers and lawmen were called up because of riots. Now those police officers are now threatening to mutiny and say, hell no, we're not going to. Screw it. We're not going to. We're not going to put ourselves in line. 875 people arrested, 200 police officers hurt, and Macron is just having a good time at the Elton John concert. Yeah. In an effort to save their ass, literally, Anheuser-Busch is now getting into a shitstorm battle with their a little biatch, Dylan Mulvaney. Yes, now claims that it was abandoned by Bud Light. And, well, if I was Bud Light, I would say, hell yeah. You know, look what you did to our bottom line. Screw you. Yeah, just go on with yourself. Go keep playing dress up, little boy. That's what they should say. If they want to get most of these beer drinkers back and, you know, the people in the marketing department say, man, you know, this has gone on long enough and the trend is continuing away from Anheuser-Busch products. And that includes all of them. Yeah, the guy at the dollar store earlier today, he had a light hat on. Anyway, yeah, God bless, man. It's crazy. $25 billion of market cap has eroded from the Bud Light brand. And, of course, it really didn't matter to a company that owns Anheuser-Busch International Beverage Corporation because their other brand, Modelo, has now surpassed Bud Light. So they they're winning either way. And the American corporation has suffered a tremendous loss. And here's the thing. It's continuing. Remember, call in if you like, 540-352-4452. And we can have a lively discussion. We can have an argument. And we can just scream at each other. That's okay. I've lived an interesting life. I'm ambidextrous. I can handle all three. Yeah, anyway, if you're traveling, hold on tight because the FAA has bit the bullet. We'll be right back.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Revolution Radio, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes. That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building. Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
good afternoon. Welcome back. This is Mitch here on Revolution Radio, sitting in for Dr. James Fetzer. If you're not aware, Dr. James Fetzer last Thursday had heart surgery, had bypass surgery, and that he is now at home resting, trying to keep his blood pressure down. But living in this world today and watching the news, I'm sure Jim has to stay kind of isolated just because of the way everything is so askew today in the terms of reality. Now, if you want to give us a call at 540-352-4452, or you can get me on Skype with @MitchBupp. And you can join the show. It's Mitchell Bupp or Mitch Bupp? I think it's Mitchell. Anyway, I should just drop the hell off the end of my name, but that would just make it, well, just too plain of a day. Anyway, I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. Somebody up in the chat room on Revolution Radio Net Effect said, they're going to gas us. Well, listen, if you're not aware, that is partially true. Okay. Now, if you don't know what chemtrails are, now, of course, that's one of those conspiracy theories that are, well, true. SRM, Solar Radiation Management, it's a real thing. And they have been spraying the skies to work to block out the sun. It's been kind of half-assed experimental. And I think it's more of a way to dispose of toxic chemicals. You know, why else would you spray all that stuff in the air and, you know, allow it to literally settle a fine dust across the land? Now, over in the UK and over in Europe, the European stupid agency, I'm not sure there's so many, they have decided that they are going to block out the sun. And of course, the first thing they're going to use is, well, that's right, they're going to use chemtrails to cover the sky, to make it a gray haze, so the sun, some of the sun reflects back out of the atmosphere. I honestly think that's a dumbass move. Okay? That has to be just another one of these bonehead ideas that they are coming up with. It's like Joe Biden's going to build a train across the Pacific Ocean. He really actually meant under the Pacific Ocean. I mean, these guys are, well, you know, well, Biden, okay? I guess we have to consider the source, okay? But the European Union wants to cover the sky to block the sun. Now, here's the other thing. There were plans, or there are discussions, to essentially launch something into space that will be like a... I can't believe I'm even saying this, okay? You know, if you ever got like a shady, they're not complete. They don't offer complete shade, but they cut the sun down, and they're kind of like a mesh cloth thing, right? That you can put over top of a balcony or someplace. They want to do that in space. They want to make one of them out in space that will cast a shadow and cut down the amount of sun that hits on the European Union. I'm not kidding. They want to put what in space, and they want to put like cast a shade, and in some cases they may even want to have complete darkness. I mean, these scientists are crazies. They're idiocracies. And here's the problem. Climate change is a hoax. It's a data-driven hoax. People don't seem to get that. It's like the COVID shit. Good God, we survived a disease with a 99.9% survival rate. Oh, God, I can't believe it. I survived it. People are like, way to go, way to go. You took that vaccine. You did the right thing. And I'm looking at people like, Jesus, man, you didn't drink the Kool-Aid. Hell, you didn't. You drank it straight out of the package. These guys, you know, you ever get powdered drink and you say it's already sugared. It's already got all those preservatives and artificial flavorings and everything in it. You know, they say put it in some water and drink it. No, hell, these people are just dry scooping it. That's how deep in the psychosis that people are. They don't understand the psychological operations that have been driven against them. That's why I say the first thing about anybody running for an office somewhere, doesn't matter where and who you are, what's the first thing you have to deal with? The psychology of the electorate, of the people on the ground, and what they have been programmed with and how they have been programmed. Remember the Aztecs. The Aztecs or Mayans that sent their brightest, their best kids and young people to be sacrificed to the gods. Yeah, or, you know, after an eclipse, the sun might not come back, or there was an earthquake and we had to get something to the gods. And how many generations have to be slaughtered? It's the same shit today, isn't it, with the Ukraine war? Idiocracy on steroids. Hey, did you hear what Dumbo's gonna do? Jackass Joe Biden is seriously considering to giving Ukraine cluster bombs. Cluster bombs. Banned in what, 120 countries? And the United States of America is gonna use them in Ukraine? At the same time, they're using, you know, this depleted uranium weaponry that creates, you know, toxic contamination zones around every place a shell impacts, whether it's a building or an armored vehicle or a tank, or it doesn't matter. When that stuff atomizes it, you know, it's those small molecular particles that you inhale, you ingest. You know, you walk through, the wind blows the dust up in the street, and six months later, your hair is falling out, you're puking your guts out, your shit's turning black, and you're trying to think of where you got exposed to what. Or, you know, later the children are, you know, like in Fallujah, you know, when they were born with birth defects all around. Oh, man, it's a pretty crazy, sick, disgusting thing. I remember Agent Orange. I know people that suffered from Agent Orange. And when the VA hospital asked the guy, he said, well, how'd you know you were, you know, in one of those zones and where Agent Orange was used and blah, blah, blah. You know how people are inquisitive, or they're trying to track something down so they can figure out they can put you somewhere else on a location away from where the action was. And the guy said, well, we were in the Neshaw Valley. And then we marched through one day. It was a beautiful jungle. Unbelievable, he said. Well, I marched through a couple days later. It was completely dead. And all the dust. And you could see the shit sprayed on everything. And of course, you're walking along in, well, mostly dead, half dead vegetation. And that stirs up what? More dust. You stop down, you take a break. Where do you sit down? In the chemicals that they were dumped? You know, one of the things that I never realized was the firefighting foam that is used in airports and other places, right? Particularly in the military. Did you know that stuff is highly toxic, or was? They may have changed the formula now, but it was, man, it was crazy. And if you were anywhere in the military, on any major base, I mean, you should check and see if you were exposed to some kind of toxic chemicals. I mean, I know most people that were in the military were. And they weren't exposed on just like just one base, you know, like Fort Drum, New York. I never traveled there. But people in my platoon traveled there for exercises, winter exercises, right? Winter training. And they were also at Camp Lejeune. That was our home base. We were also out at 29 Palms, California, where some more toxic shit is. That's another military base. And I'm sure it's possible we were exposed up at Cherry Point, Marine Air Station. You know, that's the thing. When you go to these places, you drink the water, you bivouac, or you camp in certain areas. You don't know who and what was there before. You could be sleeping on a toxic dump. You could just be sleeping out in the woods where, you know, the last person there might have been 50 years ago. You don't know. And that's what you have to think about and when you're going places and stuff. So, yeah. Flippy. Hey, there's Flippy said in the chat room, they're snorting it. Hey, I got one for you. Hey, did you hear about the Polish Barry Seal? Flippy, the Polish Barry Seal. Now, if you don't know who Barry Seal is, Barry Seal was a cocaine drug dealer that was working for the CIA, okay? Barry Seal came up dead, assassinated by three Colombians that had H.W. Bush's phone number in the trunk of their car. Well, imagine that. I think that's how that went. Anyway, so now if you listen and go listen to the Tatum Chronicles, The Tatum Chronicles with Gene Chip Tatum, who had a show here at Revolution Radio for a little bit, he will tell you, and you can read how, you know, how should we say it, that they knew that the assassinations were going to happen, and they were coming from the Bush family, okay, the CIA, remember, H.W. Bush worked for the CIA since when? Since before the Bay of Pigs invasion. Getting back to our current story, the Polish Barry Seal was taken down by a French fighter jet and forced to land after the cocaine smuggler flew too close to a nuclear power plant. That's right. So upon getting an alert of a small single-engine aircraft in restricted area near a nuclear power plant, the Air Force responded by sending up a jet to investigate. And as the jet buzzed the single-seater, double-seater plane, you know, what happened? Oh, there was a flurry of activity in the cockpit as one person, I guess maybe it was on autopilot then too, I don't know. But anyway, there were bags of cocaine being thrown out the window, and the fighter pilot was just laughing, I'm sure, laughing his ass off, okay? Now, how do we know that this was cocaine? Well, let's just say some of it was found in the bags where it landed on the ground. But mostly because, well, you know, some of those jets and stuff, they have some pretty good locators. So they knew where to look for the drugs that the guy was throwing out. And I guess they found some. Anyway, so cha-ching, that poor guy is going to jail. Yeah. Anyway, hey, did you hear? Google is going to remove news links in Canada over a loss on paying publishers. That's right. Google will remove links to Canadian news from search results and other products in Canada when a law requiring internet giants to pay news publishers comes into effect. Google, Alphabet-owned company, joins Facebook, Meta, in announcing an end to news access for Canadian users on their platform after Bill C-18 or the Online News Act was passed into law last week. I guess it really is an Online News Act, isn't it? Anyway, Heritage Minister Pablo Rodriguez, who introduced the bill last year, said platforms do not have any obligations under the act immediately, and the government was open to consulting with them on the regulatory implementation process. In other words, Canada says, well, you guys are going to have to pay. So come on board and be our partner, and we'll help you pay less. Just help, do this. I mean, it's crazy. So now they have informed the government that when the law takes effect, Google will remove Canadian news from our search and discover products in Canada. So evidently, you know, they're not only going to lose news, but, you know, products, you know, advertising and all that other shit is going to essentially not be carried because they want the government demands and commands that people that put something out for free on the internet command and demand that Google or Meta pay for it and everybody else will essentially get it for free. If we just go to the particular website and it's not going to be included in search engines or anything else, that just seems, well, not very free, does it? But then again, it's Canada. Hey, everybody, remember how liberals complain every 4th of July about the barbecues? Every 4th of July, you have liberals crying and screaming about somebody cooking meat, and they can smell that steaks or those pork shoulders or those ribs or, damn, I'm going to stop talking about that. I'm getting hungry. That people are making over this holiday weekend. Well, I just wanted to say, are liberals complaining about Canada not taking care of their fires and all the wildfires in Canada that are putting smoke and pollution in the air across the eastern United States? Does anybody have here liberals complaining and getting on Canada to do more? Or would that make, you know, Justin Trudeau's son look worse? I mean, I have to ask, you know. Gosh, it's sheer crazy, isn't it? Well, you know, those 10,000 five-star reviews that are fake. Well, here's the thing. The Federal Trade Commission on Friday proposed rules to take aim at businesses that buy, sell, and manipulate online reviews. If the rules are approved, they'll carry a big stick with a fine up to $50,000 for each fake review. It's a big step by the FTC to essentially try to crack down on a market where everything is fake. And that's the problem, isn't it? On Amazon, you can't really depend on any of those reviews. You don't know who wrote them, you know, whether it's Airbnb, or what about it's some woman that has other people making positive comments on her, well, her social media site or her dating site or her fans only page, right? Yeah. Sign up and get the $49.95 boost and get a $50 freebie. Yeah. Anyway, who knows what these women are doing online? And the men, you know, today, you know, remember, catfishing goes all the way around the table. And many people don't realize how they have essentially been trapped. Yeah. Biden acts surprised after the Supreme Court struck down his student loan relief. Unthinkable, he said. Listen, what a crock of bullshit. Nobody even thought it was constitutional, except a few, well, liberal idiots. University creates a language guide that erases man and mother from existence. Ah. Idiocracy, newspeak, stupidity. Hey, how about an educated idiot? The University of North Carolina, well, that explains a lot, has shared its inclusive language guide, laying out guidelines for what students and staff are allowed and what they are not allowed to say. Don't say any word with man in it has been consigned to the dustbin of history. And if you say mom, you will be corrected and you must say guardian. I'm sorry. But if I was on Rumble, you know what I would say. F you! No way! This is brainwashing and groupthink. This is the Fourth Amendment, you know, being, the 14th Amendment, I believe. Yeah, the 14th, not the Fourth. You aren't allowed the right to think. You must use this specific language or you will be, well, demonized. As I said before, Democrats are bringing back racism. This is racist. This is sexist. This is an affront to the freedoms in America. It is sad truth of what we see today. They even have sexual orientation and gender and pronoun usage guidelines. Wow. A failure of American education and leadership. The University of North Carolina, or is it the University of Nouveau Communism? I think it's the Nouveau Communism that we see today in not only the university, but everywhere else. Y'all have a great weekend. God bless. Good day. And good luck. From Jim and Mitch.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global...